Cash. The state is burning through its cash resources on an unprecedented schedule. We have in our savings account started with $16 billion. About 5 years ago, we're down now to 3.3. The upcoming budget that's going to be put in by the governor, the expectation there is to be somewhere about $3.5 billion in deficit. So that would, with simple mathematics, erase our cash position, leaving us basically with the permanent fund. So 1 year from now, if we rely on the CBR to facilitate next year's budget, the discussion will be in this room, how much and at what magnitude are we going to deal with the permanent fund withdrawals, and how are we going to protect the dividends for the people and the corpus of that fund? So bar none, it's the state's burn rate of cash.
Thank you. Ms. Finkenbeiner, same question.
Absolutely, he's right. I mean, you can't argue with the fact that we're running out of money and we have to bring more money in. There really is nothing more important that the legislature has to work on next year.
Mr. Kreis-Tompkins?
Balanced budget. Speaking of the permanent fund question that came up earlier tonight, and I think the governor has pointed this out, to a certain extent, you know, we could have a $750 dividend this year. We could have a $1,500 dividend this year. I mean, he could align itemed half of it, all of it, a quarter of it, doesn't matter. I mean, really, the question is, again, you play this out a few years, whether we're going to have a dividend at all in a few years. And not just the dividend, but services. Are we going to have a ferry system at all in a few years? Are we going to have schools that can keep these lights on in a few years? Those are questions that we're absolutely going to have to ask. And in my opinion, the legislature hasn't really asked them of themselves these last 2 years, and there hasn't been the action. And every year that we don't take action, we kick the can, take the kick the can philosophy, the consequences become more dire and the solutions become less pleasant. So I'd like to see a balanced budget, and it's really a variation of both Sheila's and Senator Stedman's answers.